Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2...
Welcome and good morning, God-fearing, liberty-loving Christian nationalists. Welcome to Radio Free Redoubt's The Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty, coming at you from Patriot-held territory. Good morning, Lady Liberty.
Well, good morning to you, and good morning, everyone out there. Everyone, welcome to Fired Up Friday.
Yeah! Yes, Christian crusaders fighting for Christendom and our heritage here in the West, in the United States, fellow Americans. Well, Lady Liberty, we've wound down another week.
Can you believe it? It just flew by.
It's blasting by week after. It's amazing. We get to, wow, it's Fired Up Friday. Oh, my goodness. It's like, how did we get? It was just Monochromatic Monday yesterday.
I know it.
But yeah, there's so much happening right now that it just makes the days fly by.
I know. Well, and it's like, you know, so many different sources, because everybody is now a journalist, because, you know, you can't hold back the truth. That's what is so cool with God, is that if you try to repress the truth, it has a way of becoming known anyway.
Oh my goodness.
Just look at the backlash, the natural human backlash to a lying mass media that wants to control what they think the truth needs to be, right?
Oh yeah.
Well,
yeah.
It everybody turns around and has become their own journalist and reporter now. You know, it's basically like news is just pouring out from every possible source on the planet.
And so,
you know, you can't, that's God trying to show the world, you're not going to hold back the truth, because I'm going to make it known every possible way. If you guys are going to repress it and act like you control it, I'm going to show you otherwise. And, you know, so all these different sources that we have now provide, I mean, pretty much 24/7 coverage of all of the truth happening around the world, which is a cool development. You know, you can look anywhere and get the truth now, and nobody is even hardly paying attention to the lying mass media anymore.
Yeah, so few people that it's, well, you can see actually the momentum with the lies about how secure the border is, or
right.
Ukraine is winning, or the atrocities that Israel is carrying out, and all, but there are people that are able to report on the ground outside of that controlled narrative that you're talking about.
Yeah, that's awesome.
And we can say, hold on a minute, you people are all liars.
Yep, that's right.
And so in that respect, of course, it can also go into like information overload too.
Oh, yes.
Where it's like the news from every facet of society and the world comes in like an avalanche.
That's right.
So trying to sort through it. And there's misinformation out there too. People get excited and they report on stuff, you know, like the end of the world's going to happen because we have an eclipse, right?
Right.
But then the other end of that spectrum, the eclipse came and went, nothing happened. Huh. See, all you guys, you know, nothing happened from the eclipse. Now let's go on with our lives. Well, like we're saying, Is the clock ticking now?
Yeah, that's right.
We don't know. I mean, we
beware.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, take it seriously.
Well, we've got something very interesting going on here that I wanted to point out, because it's a Fired Up Friday. We've got, well, we'll get to it after the break, but we want to point out that New York and all of the illegal invaders are really taking off on what the communists want to happen around the whole United States. And so I can't believe it's even happening in New York and nobody's doing anything about it. And they're describing that if your home is squatted, you could be arrested if you turn off the utilities. And so we can't wait to get to that, because I'm sorry, but this can't be happening on our soil. This is illegal from the inception. I mean, the fact that those people are even here, and let alone to think that now they're going to be so daft as to allow them to go ahead and take their homes.
Well, the people that are enforcing those type of policies are part of the problem. They're part of the coup.
They're
part of the takedown of America.
Yeah, right.
They're the enemy.
This is the stuff that was happening in East Germany. This was exactly what they were doing in
East
Germany.
It's what happened in the Bolshevik Revolution in Russia as well.
They forced people into other people's houses.
Yeah.
And basically, more or less, I mean, at gunpoint, said, deal with it.
That's right. And Dr. Zhivago is a good example of that. We the Living by Ayn Rand. I mean, there's several works out there that have, you know, captured that. You know, put them in a time capsule so we can reflect on those and see this is not new. There's nothing new under the sun.
That's right.
And here we are again. Here we are again, but in America.
But in America, that's the staggering part. Yeah. This is why I'm just coming out swinging, because this has been my past 18 years work. I mean, as far as the documentation as to what these people do, this is exactly what communists do. I've documented it. I've warned people about it. I've fought against it. I've won against it. I can win more. And these people need to be kicked out.
Yep.
And so we've also got a Trump clip that, oh, praise God, he's saying the same thing I am. He's saying, you know what? All of these people need to be kicked out.
Yes.
And it's not just Biden, and it's not just a couple people at the top. It's all of these Democrats, because
right.
they're not Democrats. They're communists.
That's right.
They're communist subversives that have stolen this nation through the fraudulent elections primarily. And so, but we'll be getting to that clip after the break. And we've also got some good news that I look forward to sharing with you as well, as far as the other end of the spectrum, where we bring the offense and do things like kick the Chinese out, right?
Oh, yes.
So I've got this fantastic article I just can't wait to get to.
Good.
So good news.
And by the way, we've been asking you guys, pray for Israel every day, right? Well, there looks like right now the Europeans and the United States intelligence is saying this Iranian attack on Israel is imminent. That's what Iran was saying. It's coming. We're going to pay you back. You know, it's going to be decisive and quick and horrific. Well, now there's Amir Sarfati's leaking that there's backdoor channels going on where Iran is trying to figure out how to not attack Israel because they cannot afford their strategic nuclear sites to get hit by Israel directly. So they're trying to work something out where they can respond by firing off a couple missiles that land out in the middle of nowhere so they can show that they reacted to save face, but not, you know, instigate a direct attack in response by Israel.
Right.
So, you know, we'll continue to follow that. I've got a quick update here from Amir, and then that way we can wrap up the Israeli update. But Tehran cannot risk an Israeli response on regime targets in Iran. Tehran is losing face with its proxies for failing to respond, especially with Hezbollah, and Tehran will press the Houthis and Iraqi proxies to respond. The response will be tepid. The least costly action Tehran can take is a missile attack from Iran into northern Iraq that hits nothing. And that's from Michael Pregent on X. Amir Sarfati picked up on that and passed it along. And so I thought that's an interesting analysis. We'll continue to watch for that, but continue to pray for not just America, but Israel as well.
That's right.
So, all right. Well, I'll tell you what, let's be a good time to get to the word of the day.
It sure would. Okay. Well, so the word of the day for Fired Up Friday.
Yeah.
comes to us from Romans chapter 9, verses 14 through 26, that reads under the title, Israel's Rejection and God's Justice.
Ooh.
What shall we say then? Is there unrighteousness with God? Certainly not. For he says to Moses, I will have mercy on whomever I will have mercy, and I will have compassion on whomever I will have compassion. So then, it is not of him who wills, nor of him who runs, but of God who shows mercy. For the scripture says to the Pharaoh, For this very purpose I have raised you up, that I may show my power in you, and that my name may be declared in all the earth. Therefore, he has mercy on whom he wills, and whom he wills, he hardens. You will say to me then, why does he still find fault? For who has resisted his will? But indeed, O man, who are you to reply against God? Will the thing formed say to him who formed it, why have you made me like this? Does not the potter have power over the clay from the same lump to make one vessel for honor and another for dishonor? What if God, wanting to show his wrath and to make his power known, endured with much long suffering the vessels of wrath prepared for destruction, and that he might make known the riches of his glory on the vessels of mercy, which he had prepared beforehand for glory? Even us whom he called, not of the Jews only, but also of the Gentiles. As he says also in Hosea, I will call them my people who were not my people, and her beloved who was not beloved. And it shall come to pass in the place where it was said to them, you are not my people. There they shall be called sons of the living God. And that's it.
Wow. God's judgment and the people being disobedient.
Well, what's you know,
common theme.
You and I have had this conversation quite a few different times, and we refer to this as the fodder people.
Yes.
Right? Especially in relation to the Egyptians that Isaiah, I believe it's Isaiah 46, it's either Isaiah 44 or 46, where it describes that the Lord paid for the Jews with the Egyptians, that there was the cost.
Yes.
That there was the cost.
The cost for their freedom was the lives of the Egyptians.
Exactly. Yeah. And here it's referred to again, where he says, this is so rich. It's fantastic. It says where, for the scripture says to the Pharaoh, for this very purpose, I have raised you up, that I may show my power in you, and that my name may be declared in all the earth. And so, you know, when it says, what if God, wanting to show his wrath and to make his power known, endured with much long suffering the vessels of wrath prepared for destruction? That right there actually gives validation to our claim of fodder people,
right?
Where he actually makes people that aren't going to make it,
right?
That's his plan, and that it's there. They're there more or less as props for the people that he wants to further. You know what I
yes,
mean? That he wants to develop their character. He wants to save them in the end and spend eternity with them. And so,
right, and that's why in Revelation. I mean, it's all about redeeming. The tribulation is about redeeming Israel, but 2/3 of the Israelis are going to be wiped out,
right?
Because they're godless, they're secular, they're far from God. They're not going to repent, and sadly, 2/3 of them are going to die. That's the price it's going to take to redeem that 1/3.
And also, I mean, like if you refer back to the other verse where it says that you leave the tares with the wheat, because if you pull up the tares, you might tear up the wheat as well.
Right.
And so this would be, gosh, that's fascinating, because I've never linked any of this together before with our concept of fodder people.
Right.
But I mean, this more or less proves it, that there's people that he uses as character development people,
right?
You know, where he's got his eye on a certain group of people that you know, I mean, you can only learn through suffering. You can only learn obedience through suffering, and surely the Jews learned tons of things through suffering for
right.
400 years, right? And so all of all these people that God made with the purpose of preparing them for his destruction.
Wow.
That's a fascinating concept. And so the Bible notes on this kind of give a good perspective too. It says here that God is never unjust in dealing with people. As sovereign creator, he has the right to deal with people according to his will, whether it is in the exercise of his compassion or in the exercise of his wrath. And Paul anticipates this common objection to his teaching in the previous verse. If God chooses to have mercy on him whom he wills and to harden the heart of whom he wills, and if his choice is ultimately only based on the purpose of God, then how can it be fair for God to judge those who refuse to believe?
Right.
To question the morality of God's actions is incongruous. Creatures have no right to object to what their Creator does. However, such teaching should never lead us to think that sinners could not believe if they wanted to, for Scripture does not teach that. It repeatedly affirms that whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. This appeal of Scripture to unbelievers is consistent throughout both the Old and the New Testament. And so then it also says that God exercises his sovereignty in abundant mercy, not in strict justice. His long-suffering patience with Israel proves his willingness to save and confirms the fact that the nation's failure was not his fault. And so God's mercy is also evident in his dealings with the Gentiles. To support his teaching that not all who are called to become vessels of mercy belong to physical Israel, and Paul quotes from Hosea, and in their original setting, the verses refer to the restoration of sinful Israel to God. And right. Paul sees in them the inclusion of the Gentiles, indicating that there is a spiritual Israel beyond a national Israel. And so, still, this is God saying, I'm going to create whomever I want for whatever I want.
Right.
And so if he creates fodder people for the purpose of developing the people he wants to be with in eternity, that's quite the interesting idea of props.
Well, it sure reemphasizes his sovereignty, doesn't it?
It does. It does. Yeah. And especially when we see throughout the Bible that he moves Israel's enemies to and fro whenever he wants them. He puts a hook in their jaw and drags them right down to Israel.
That's right.
And we were also discussing, well, so what happens to these people that suddenly have the finger of God upon them, that suddenly they have this inkling they can't resist to just race to Israel and wipe it out?
Right.
Right. Because God's dragging them there, unbeknownst to them.
Yes.
He's dragging them there to punish the people, or to give them a spanking, or to make them choose right from wrong, and hopefully choose him, right?
Right.
And give them the choice up against this evil backdrop.
Well, yeah, because you think, well, it's kind of unfortunate that the Egyptians, they were just meant to be fodder, they were born to be fodder. But on the other hand, they had tons of warning.
Right.
I mean, this was an open, defiant act, a willful defiance against God after he's revealed himself. So it's not like they didn't have it coming.
Right.
I mean, they had all kinds of warnings. They had all kinds of opportunities. And he revealed himself in such unique ways. It was just not even... there was no excuse not to believe. It came down to sheer rebelliousness.
Right.
And so they paid the ultimate price for it.
Well, but this, this also is kind of a mind spinner, if you will, because you go, well, yes, but so, you've got God dragging people around by a hook in their jaw.
Right.
He's also got people that are being led to do his will for him. And so he's behind both sides.
He's sovereign.
And we are still held responsible for what we decide to do. Because he apparently uses our own will in each situation, where if that is our character, he uses it to his benefit, whether, it be for us or for somebody else.
Or for his glory.
Right. Or for his glory. Right. And so this is one of those extremely in-depth studies where you could spend hours and hours thinking about this because really, it's just deep.
Yeah, it is.
because he knows the outcome anyway, and what it does for your character development to go through suffering, to go through challenges, to be placed into temptations and,
right.
and situations to see if you will choose him each and every time or not. You know, this is how he tests your heart. And so this also is kind of a scripture that makes you be very, very fearful of the Lord because he's all powerful and
yes.
he's sovereign and he can do whatever he wants with you, you
right.
know, and you don't even know it.
Exactly. Yeah.
But he's, you know, it's intended for our good.
Yes.
So, you know, I mean, it's
even when it's not enjoyable.
Yeah.
Right?
When it's not enjoyable, it produces refined silver.
That's right.
Yep.
All right. Well, thank you for that.
Yeah, praise God.
That was
Romans chapter 9, verses 14 through 26. That is very fascinating.
Yeah. Yes, it is. Great discussion, too, around that.
No kidding.
Okay. Well, let's go ahead and take a break, folks. This segment brought to you by JesusAppears.com. Check him out. Be rapture ready. He is coming back, and we are so looking forward to that. So go to JesusAppears.com and learn more, and stick around. We'll be back with segment two right after these messages.
I'm Renee Holiday. I'm announcing my candidacy for Congress for District 5 in Eastern Washington as a strong conservative Christian MAGA Republican. We are currently in an existential crisis in America because of weak leadership who have failed to place God first over this nation. They have also failed to keep their oaths of office to uphold and defend the Constitution and the rights of the individual. They have failed to secure our elections and have opened our border to an invasion from over 172 countries. America has never been more vulnerable to attack than we are now. I'm running because Eastern Washington needs a rep with some spine that can stand up to this lawless regime and help bring America back under the safety of our Constitution by securing our elections and closing our border. I have already written the congressional bill to do just that and have been publicly pushing it for the past year. Eastern Washington needs a fighter with a record of being effective in fighting the globalists, and that fighter is me. I have been fighting the globalists for 18 straight years and have written 2 books about it. Eastern Washington needs an effective fighter in D.C., and that fighter is me, Renee Holiday. I need your vote on August 6th, but I need your support right now to kick off my campaign. I'm running to win and to take America back, and I can only do this with your support. Let's get it done together. So you can go to my campaign website at ReneeHolidayForCongress.com. It's spelled ReneeHolidayForCongress.com.
This ad paid for by the committee to elect Renee Holiday, Washington Congressional District 5.
People wonder, how can a communist look you in the eye and tell one barefaced lie after another with a straight face?
When it comes to illegal migration, you've seen it come down by more than 90%, and that's because of the actions that this president has taken.
Lying doesn't mean the same thing to a real communist that it means to you and me.
He has tools that he's used to make sure that we do this. We actually deal with the immigration system in a humane way, and in a way that is that actually deals with what we're seeing at the border.
Since it is their sworn duty to tell us whatever will best serve their cause, we should always suspect they are lying.
That more action needs to be taken. So it has to be legislative action. We're going to continue to call Congress to do that. And so this is important to this president.
Lying is one of their best tools for playing dirty. Dirty, mean, despicable, ruthless.
Welcome back, Patriots and Times crew, to the Morning Commute, segment two here. And Lady Liberty in the studio. That was a very interesting Bible study.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. I can't get over it. I'm going to have to just dive right into that tomorrow and really do some more thinking on that and note-taking and investigating, maybe listen to a couple sermons on it. That just blows my hair back. I think that was fascinating.
I love it.
I was not expecting that to be that in-depth at all. So
right.
That's glorious. Well, right. Okay. So everyone, welcome back to Fired Up Friday.
Yeah!
And we are certainly fired up, but let's start off with the good news, shall we? This is great. It says here that China ditches U.S. farmers for Brazilian ones in protest of land ownership rules.
Oh, yes. And the other country that was taken over by a communist coup.
Yes, exactly. So they're gladly going down there to Brazil where their election was stolen by these fraudulent voting electronic voting machines.
Yeah.
And so here's what's going on with all of that and why they did that. You know, I can't say I'm not ecstatic to see them say, oh, we don't like the U.S. so much, we'll go to Brazil. Oh, darn, can we do that a whole bunch more? And where does that come from? Well, listen to this. It comes from Sarah Huckabee Sanders, Republican governor of Arkansas, who forced seed company Syngenta AG, controlled by China's Sinochem Holdings Corp., to dispose of 160 acres of farmland in the state. So, gosh, three cheers for Sarah Huckabee Sanders, because she signed it into law, the legislation banning foreigners from owning Arkansas farmland.
Good.
And the U.S. ag official said this was part of the constant ripping of China. The U.S. ag official said this was part of the constant ripping of China that prompted Beijing to ditch the U.S. farm goods for ones in South America. So, gosh, we need to do a whole bunch more of that. That makes them mad, and so they go pick another country to harass and invade.
How about Venezuela? Leave Brazil alone. They were taken over by a coup. Most of those people, they're patriots.
Yep, that's right.
So find another communist country for them.
Well, and see, this is fantastic, because this was also part of my questioning in my interview with the Spokane GOP committee. They wanted to know that if I get elected, what I'm going to do about Chinese land ownership.
Yes.
And I said, I will absolutely make it illegal. And, everything that I could, I'll write bills all day long banning Chinese from owning anything, from having anything to do with our intelligence, our technology, everything.
Let's our agriculture, land ownership.
Yep. Yeah, because I pointed out, China is our number one enemy.
Yep.
You have to be absolutely insane to allow these people here, let alone to allow them to own property.
Yeah.
And so just the fact
that... And natural resources.
Yep. And so just the fact that Governor Huckabee Sanders just went ahead and did that, that was a fantastic poke in the eye that they have needed for quite some time. So I just have to give her three cheers.
Outstanding. Hurrah! Huzzah!
Yep. There we go.
All right. Well, good. Well, we also got another one, too. We've got Trump going scorched earth on Joe Biden.
Yep. Oh, we
not holding back. And actually, we've got a couple of them. We're going to save the other one in our hip pocket for maybe Monday morning.
That's right.
And we'll... Yeah, he's just going after him. He's not holding back. It's about time.
That's
now, one
right.
thing I'm really confused about, later on today, about 1 or 1:30 today, it was announced that Mike Johnson is going to be doing a joint announcement with Trump in Florida today.
Right.
And I saw this on RBN, the right side broadcasting, right right broadcast. I can't remember what it is now, but it's on YouTube, and they've got the countdown for when this big announcement related to election integrity is supposed to take place. And we're sitting there wondering, what in the world is Trump doing a joint exactly. announcement, anything with him?
With Traitor Johnson.
He's a traitor. And so I'm really confused by this.
Me too.
But we'll see. That's going to take place today at 1:30. We're definitely going to be paying attention to that when that happens, and we'll find out more then.
That's right. So you're just going to love this clip, and this has been long time in coming, so enjoy.
We are doing great in the polls. We have a campaign because they have no policies. The people are destroying our country. They're coming in by the millions and millions and millions. They have no policies that are good. Between Afghanistan, high taxes, big inflation, everything they do is bad. They want to quadruple everyone's taxes. There's no way that a man like this should be even allowed in government. As far as I'm concerned, he's a criminal. And what he's doing with this weaponry of the Justice Department, every single trial that you read about and that you report about, and generally fairly, every one of these trials is run by the DOJ and the White House, every single one, including Fani, because her lover spent 8 hours, I think her lover Wade, spent 8 hours at least on numerous occasions each day working and coordinating with the White House. How do we hurt Trump so that maybe Biden can eke out a victory? I don't think it's going to happen. I don't think the people are going to stand for it. I'm sure the people aren't going to stand for it. These people have weaponized government. They've weaponized the Justice Department. They've done something that nobody has ever done before in this country. It's done a lot in third world countries and banana republics, never in this country. And so far, based on the polls that came out today and over the last fairly long period of time, if you look back over the last 4 or 5 months, I'm leading every single poll, and I'm leading them by a lot. We are a nation in decline. Biden is the worst president in the history of our country. He's corrupt and he's incompetent. He can't put two sentences together. And I think we're going to have a tremendous victory. I predict that November 5th will go down as the most important day in the history of our country. That's Election Day. It's going to be the most important day and moment in the history of our country. We're going to close up our borders, and we're taking all of the criminals out. Because many of the people that came in, they came from jails, they came from insane asylums and mental institutions. Many terrorists, many drug dealers at the highest level, they're all coming into our country. I predict that November 5th, it's all going to turn around. We're going to get our country back. This incompetent man that's president, he's a terrible person, he's a terrible president. He's a Manchurian candidate if you look at him, because he gets money from everybody. He's a Manchurian candidate. I predict that Biden is going to be gone. It's 6 months now. That's all we have. But 6 months is a long time, because the damage he can do in 6 months, he's done more damage than the 10 worst presidents in the history of our country. There has never been anybody that's damaged our country like crooked Joe Biden. So I predict November 5th, the most important day in the history of our country, and it's going to be Christian Visibility Day. Christian Visibility Day. Christians are going to come out and they're going to vote like never before. Thank you.
That's great. November 5th is going to be Christian Visibility Day.
Well, let's pray for that. Seriously.
Yeah, absolutely. That's what they're terrified of. That's what the left, the deep state, the communists, the globalists, whatever you want to call them, the wokesters, are terrified of Trump getting in. It's the end of their world. I mean, that's how they're acting.
We'll hope so.
It needs to. Their world needs to come to an end. Yeah, this little world they're trying to create.
Yeah, because the coup needs to be stomped out. Every single last one of them needs to be thrown out of office for violating the Constitution and their oaths of office. They're all illegal. They're all behaving like absolute criminals, and they are, because they have been subverting our government the whole time they've been there.
Yeah, they're acting like delusional psychos, and they want us to pretend with them.
That's right.
That this world of lollipops and unicorns is reality, and we have to join them, or they want to punish us. They got to go. If there's anything that's unsustainable, that is unsustainable.
Yep, without a doubt.
It's can't happen. So, well, we're getting down to the wire. I hope he's right. In 6 months, Joe Biden will be out of there.
That's right.
And then let the criminal proceedings
We'll just proceed. Start the clock ticking right now. Oh, here we go. Kicking off 6 months.
There we go. Right. Get a countdown timer going here. So
that's right.
All right. Well, you guys have a blessed and a safe weekend. And just get rested up. Recharge your batteries. Be safe. Be vigilant. And join us Monday morning at 7 a.m. Pacific time right here for the morning commute.
That's right. You all have a fantastic Fired Up Friday. And blessings to all of you Christian patriots out there.